Greetings, readers, and welcome to the second episode of our May 2026 library news. May has arrived in full bloom, bringing warmer days, greener landscapes, and a welcome stretch of sunshine. The ups and downs of early spring are beginning to settle, making it easier to get outside and soak in the season. With everything coming to life and a little extra energy in the air, it's the perfect time to discover something new. In today's episode, we're diving into our D-list Exploring Mind and Soul. Leland is back with his tech tip on connecting the DA2s to Wi-Fi, and we are introducing Ashley, our newest library staff member, in this month's Staff Spotlight. So, settle in, get comfortable, and let's get started.
And now for this month's D-list, Mind and Soul, a collection of books that delve into resilience, psychology, and the real-life experiences of mental health. Maybe you should talk to someone, a therapist, her therapist, and Our Lives Revealed by Lori Gottlieb, DB94667. A psychotherapist and advice columnist gives a behind-the-scenes look at the therapeutic process, shares details of her work at her Los Angeles practice, and discusses the emotional crisis that led her to begin therapy herself. Furiously Happy, a funny book about horrible things, by Jenny Lawson, DB83517. Lawson, better known as The Bloggess, returns with another collection of essays following Let's Pretend This Never Happened, DB74647. Candid and conversational topics range from taxidermy to cat stories to honest revelations about the author's struggles with mental illness. The Noonday Demon, an Atlas of Depression by Andrew Solomon, DB53027. Examines the mental illness depression from cultural, personal, and scientific viewpoints, explores medical treatments and alternatives, addiction, suicide, and related topics refracted through the author's own experiences and the struggles of fellow sufferers whom he interviewed.
High Achiever, The Incredible True Story of One Addict's Double Life by Tiffany Jenkins, DB95801. Former high school cheerleading captain discusses her life as a opioid addict, the felonies she committed, her 120 days in a Florida jail where every officer despised what she had done to her deputy sheriff's boyfriend, and her eventual recovery. The man who mistook his wife for a hat. And Other Clinical Tales by Oliver Sacks, DB23901. A doctor explores neurological disorders with a novelist's skill and appreciation of his patients as human beings. Sacks suggests that therapy for brain-damaged patients be designed to help restore the personal quality of the individual. Set Boundaries, Find Peace, A Guide to Reclaiming Yourself by Nedra Glover Taleb, DB102769. A counselor and relationship expert discusses the importance of setting healthy personal boundaries, referencing the latest research in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. She identifies techniques that help identify and express needs clearly to unravel root problems and codependencies, power struggles, anxiety, depression, and more.
Heavy, An American Memoir by Kiese Layamon, DB93279. A collection of autobiographical essays exploring the metaphorical weight of the author's life as a black man in American society, recounts his experiences growing up in Mississippi, suffering sexual violence, attending college, facing complex familial relationships, dealing with trauma, and more. Everything Here is Beautiful by Mira T. Lee, DB 90121. When their mother dies, older sister Miranda tries to care for younger Lucia, especially when Lucia begins hearing voices. Determined to live her own life, Lucia moves from husband to lover and from the United States to Ecuador. When Lucia hits bottom, Miranda once again tries to help. I'm Telling the Truth, But I'm Lying, by Basse Igbe, DB 96731. Personal essays exploring the author's experiences navigating bipolar 2 and anxiety throughout her life. Also discusses her childhood immigration from Nigeria, early years in America, artistic career, and work as a mental health advocate. Broken in the Best Possible Way by Jenny Lawson, DB 102814. The author of Furiously Happy, DB 83517, shares her ongoing mental and physical health journey. With humorous anecdotes and personal stories, she assures those suffering with depression or anxiety that they are not alone.
The May magazine of the month is Writer's Digest. This magazine is a great resource for writers that celebrates the writing life and what it means to be a writer in today's publishing environment. Published monthly, Writer's Digest is available in audio on cartridge and download through Bard.
Hello, Leland here, back with another tech tip. This month, I'll be going through the steps for connecting our new NLS book player to Wi-Fi. This is the first step before you can download books directly from NLS Bard to the machine. Let's get started. 1. Hold IMPO, the orange button, with the Braille eye to open the menu. 2. Press the right arrow to go to Settings and press IMPO. 3. Press the right arrow to go to Wi-Fi and press IMPO. 4. Press the right arrow to go to New Connection and press IMPO. 5. Press IMPO again to scan. 6. Choose your Wi-Fi network. Use right arrow if needed by pressing IMPO. 7. Enter your password. Use the mode button for capital letters or special symbols. 8. Press play/pause to hear what you've entered and IMPO to confirm. 9. Listen for the success message. If it fails, check your password and try again. And there you have it. 9 easy steps to help get our new DA2s connected to the internet. Join us next month for another tech tip.
Hi, I'm Ashley. For this month's staff spotlight, I'm highlighting a character I've grown to love through the Netflix series Bridgerton. My personal favorite is Eloise, and I actually picked up her book in the series because I discovered her story was not the next season of the show. I simply could not wait to find out what happened to her. She has serious spunk and is never afraid to speak her mind, whether through her words or her iconic facial expressions. While she is known for her brutal honesty, she also has a massive heart that she shows through constant, thoughtful gestures. The fifth book in the series, To Sir Philip with Love by Julia Quinn, is a must-read if you enjoy watching a woman navigate the Regency-era rules to get what she wants. The story narrates between the perspectives of Eloise and her love interest, Philip Crane. It becomes evident quickly that the two are not perfect. Eloise is a 28-year-old spinster who has turned down 6 marriage proposals, while Philip is a wounded hero dealing with a difficult past and the fallout of a previous loveless marriage. After a year of secret letter writing, the two finally meet in person, and we get to follow their journey as they fall in love for the first time. They have to learn the hard work of communication and compromise to truly show their true selves. The best part about this series is its flexibility, as you can pick up any of the siblings' stories at any time without reading them in order. Definitely a checkout-worthy book.
It is not too late to sign up for Peek-A-Box. You can sign up by calling the library at 515-281-1323 or online at iowalibrary.blog. Each month, participating patrons will receive a cartridge of specially curated books set in that month's Olympic host city, and a sticker to stamp the passport they will receive with their first box. Pika Box is designed for patrons 18 years and older.
The sign-up for the Youth Summer Reading Program is coming soon. The theme for this summer is Unearth a Story, Unleash Your Inner Explorer. It will run from June 8th through July 31st. Programs will be conducted virtually on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 1:45 p.m. Stay tuned for more information. Join Denise Bean, our youth librarian, for these great programs. If you have questions about any of our youth library programs, reach out to Denise Bean, Youth Services Librarian, at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338.
Interested in joining a book club? We offer several options for all ages and reading styles, including the Tuesday Book Club, Thursday Book Club, No Book Book Club, and Beyond the Book Teen Book Club. Meeting times vary, and all groups are accessible by conference call. For schedules and more details, contact the library for more information. No matter what your age or interests, there's a book club waiting for you.
Save the date. The library will be part of the Downtown Des Moines Farmers Market on Saturday, May 30th from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have a booth offering a hands-on Braille activity while spreading awareness about Braille literacy, the library, and the department. If you are in the area, stop by and say hello.
NLS's Smart Speaking to the Smart Speaker will be held Thursday, May 21st at 6 p.m. And the All May E-Read will be held Tuesday, May 26th at 6 p.m. All programs are held via Zoom, and the topics for Smart Speaking to the Smart Speaker and the All May E-Read have not been released yet. Check our blog, iowalibrary.blog, for updated information. Contact the library to get more information or go to www.loc.gov/NLS. The library will be closed Monday, May 25th in observance of Memorial Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!